Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. But you'll be
to the Contender for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Ready Church from YouTube. This is the day the Lord has made, and what we're going to do, we're going to rejoice on today and be glad in it. I tell you, we go from one week to the other, and we see so much going on, and but we want to come and talk to you today about the dangers of what we're seeing taking place in the house of God on today. You know, people are really being deceived by what they see. You know, they're all talking about the music and, you know, and because people can sing and because, you know, they got talent and stuff, people automatically think, oh, they must be a child of God. They're singing about Jesus. But today, they you only hear a whole lot of singing with Jesus' name in it. They say, hey, we just going to do a secular. We just going to take Jesus out and just put love in it and, you can just love in and everybody, you know, nobody won't know. You can just take it and use it both ways. You can use it for the Lord's house or you can use it for Satan's house. Well, the word of God says in Romans 11 and 29, it says that gifts and the callings are without repentance. I mean, so look, there are people that have gifts, but, you know, that don't mean a thing, you know, because the word of God says gifts are without repentance. So you have a gift to sing, a gift to preach, a gift to do anything, you know. But that don't mean that God is in it, you know. The word of God says in Romans, just think about it. Now, even when Jesus kicked out Satan, you know, from in heaven, he had to take his gift. He said, hey, wait a minute, hold up. Let me take this gift back. You know, you're a walking instrument. Come on, let me take it off. No, it said he kicked them out. Okay, in the book of Revelation, it says, Revelation 12, it says, the Bible says, and that's what we're going to go by, what the Bible says, you know, because everything else is going down, but the word of God, that King James Version, oh, yes, that's the one we have. It says, the Bible says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and the angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Didn't win. Neither was there any place, either were there any place found anymore in heaven. Because he kicked them out. He didn't win. And he ain't going to win this time. The victory has already been won. It's just a matter of time. Babylon is going to fall. It said, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent of the snake, called the devil and Satan, which deceives what? The whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Instead, the Bible said a third of the angels was cast out on the earth. That's what we live, on the earth. That's what Satan's working, on the earth. Job asked the question, the book of Job, he asked the question, so where are you going, Satan? He said, to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. That's what the enemy comes to in John 10:10. He said, he come to kill, steal, and destroy you, to destroy you. Oh, yes, he's lurking, trying to destroy your life on the day. You need to wake up and get in the word of God. Get your focus back. Get on track. Get back in the word of God like never before. This is your soul we're talking about. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. Yes, you're gonna spend eternity somewhere. And we pray that you'll choose heaven to be your home. Verse 13 said, and when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he pursued the woman, which brought forth a man child. Think about it, okay? I'm looking at Jake. Who did he go to? The word of God said, the book of Jude said, they crept in unaware. He already had a plan. He was already a bought servant, a hired servant, you know, a hireling. Yeah, T.D. Jake, woman, thou art Lucia, and it said, and the dragon, the devil, saw, and he was cast unto the earth and pursued the woman which brought forth a child. And not only him, they caught the system with Obama. I mean, you know, abortion, the devil wants to kill off the generation, get rid of the babies, get rid of the women, you know, the women that have the babies. Come on, let them get loose. I mean, that's who Satan went to, and that's who T.D. Jakes came to with the women, and Lord knows they loose every year. Yeah, and yes, we see the result, loose everywhere. All over our nation, women are loose. Get pastors' wives half naked. I mean, the breath out, everything out, yes. Yes, Satan know what he was doing when he came, you know, to Eve. Yes, to bring doubt, and look at the church. They got doubt now on the word of God. Nobody believing the word of God, you know. They ain't standing on the promises of God no more. They just doing their own thing, the Alistair College, JC doctrine. Oh, my God. Wake up, church. Oh, my God. Romans 12 says, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body what? A living sacrifice. You just can't do anything you want to do with your body, just flipping and tripping. And oh my God, and some of that in the name of Jesus, that is a liar. Oh, my God. He said, present your body. This is how you're supposed to present your body. It's like, you know, when you're going into a palace. Think of you going into a palace, you know, and you ain't just going to go in the palace any kind of way because you're going before the king. You want to dress appropriate. Look at these women. Oh, my God, they loose. Really loose. Oh, my God. He said, present, come on, present your body. A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. Not a command, but unto God. Which is your reasonable service? That's the least thing you can do is come on. I mean, he gave his life for you. You can't present your body a living sacrifice holy, setting a standard for other young women. He said, and be not conformed to this world. He keeps telling us, oh, we're not to be a part of this world, sister. That's what Satan will cast out on the earth, where you live at on the earth. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Come on. Get your thoughts right. You get your thoughts right through the word of God. Things come about hearing and hearing the word of God. You got to hear the word of God in order for your faith to come. That ye may prove, come on, the word of God will prove itself. What that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Come on. The wicked is watching you, and the book of Psalms, it talks about the wicked is watching the righteous to slay you, to take you down, to destroy you. That's what Satan wants to do. He don't love the faith. The word says in Revelation 13 and 7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Oh, the devil don't love the church. Not the true church. No, he's after you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wake up, church. Wake up. The word of God out here shows you all these things that so labeled. We ought to support the weak and remember the words of the Lord. Why are these so-called men? I've got a new revelation that you ain't got to do it the way the word of God says. It's so long, that's out, that's old time, that's old folky. Oh, my God. But right here it says, remember the word of the Lord, Jesus. We can't go with this new stuff. Some of this a new revelation. It's a revolution now. Oh, my God. No. does what it means what he said. He said, what I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. He said, what I say, the what I said at all. You can't change God's word to fit what you want it to be. Oh my God. He said, how? He said, it is more blessing to give than to receive. Oh my God, these people ain't giving nothing. They're receiving everything. Jason, I'm having these conference for 100 and some dollars. Blew my head up. Conference for 140 some, 50 some, something like that. All that money, they profiting themselves. Prosperity for themselves. Come on, church. They're taking you. They're using you. You are a dollar bear for them. The word of God for these wolves. These are, you know, they come to police the flock. They're grazing dogs. They're mocking the church. Look at all these things. Look at Tyler Perry. He's mocking the church. And Jake down there, they have him laying his hands on him. Both of them just alike. That's why they're all a part of the system. Wake up. The book of Jude, 1:18 says, how that they told you that those should be mocked in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. You know, when you see Kyle Perry up there with a woman's garment on and a gun, and just, I mean, making a mockery of the church and cursing it. Come on, that's filthiness. Wake up. It's a woman, the word of God, it's a woman to them that have gone in the way of Canaan and ran greedy. These people are greedy. Can't kill his brother. You ain't nothing. You know, people killing their brothers and sisters and coming in the house of God and TV, they had a movie where, you know, the woman asked for forgiveness, then got shot in the house of God, and now people shooting in the house of God. Come on, church. Look at TDJ having shows, you know, he got an old show, they talking about sex and everything. Ain't everything but the word of God. That's what he said he was called for. These people was the same for such a time as this. He's been a minister since he's 17 years old and bragging about where he's been in this country and that country and this king before this ruler and that ruler. But I'm telling you, they're going to stand before the true and living ruler, the true and living God, and give a count. Judgment is coming. Oh, my God. Made his own Bible. Oh, my God. The word of God said, after the arrow of Balaam for reward and perish in their gain, saying of Korah. Korah saying, look, hey, you look, read in the Bible and found it, the stories in there about Korah, how, you know, said, well, look, I'm just as great as Moses. Hey, God speak to me too. And that's what Jesus is saying, man, they so greedy, you know, and have some money and stuff now. They don't have to hear from God. Hey, you know, I am God. I'm King James. That's what his wife said. Oh, my God. The word of God said in the nation that forget God should be brought down. To hell, come on. Look at our nation. Look at where they had it. And Obama, you know, he's a leader. And people feel like, well, hey, you know, he's black. He's the first black president. So surely, you know, we just got to keep him lifted up. Oh, my God, it's just like over there in England. It's a black thing. He's not just black. Come on. Lord have mercy, the church. The Roman system is in the church. The Pope changing everything. He's under the secular system. The Pope, you know, that people worship him like he's Jesus. The Catholic system worship him like he's Jesus. The Pope, the ruler over in the Vatican, the most richest, wealthiest church system. Prosperity. That's what prosperity comes in. The mother of harlot. Revelation 8:18-2 talks about the harlot. And it says, and he cried mightily and with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen and falling. And it's become a habitation. Oh, my goodness, filled up of devils, demons in the house of God. Every foul spirit, everything you can think of, dirty in the house of God, not for faith. Oh, my God, entertainment in the house of God. Every foul spirit, huffing and bumping and crumping and even twerking. Oh, Lord have mercy. They're shaking. Oh, my God, it's so disturbing. great blood. Oh my God. It's that change of every unclean spirit. Oh my God. The word of God said all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Oh yes, the wine, the false God, the sun worshippers, these deities. The sun worshiper was a fish. That was a part of the, you know. Oh my God. They got in the house. I just don't know what to say. I'm telling you, I'm just trying to get you to understand. You see everybody looking like the Pope now. They're walking around looking like the Pope. Oh, my God. Ezra 6 and 7 says, let the house of God alone. Let the house of God alone. Oh, my God. For these people. Oh no. Oh no. My grandson is crying. The religious system, the religious idolatry. Sins of Smyrna. A mixture of all gods. Look at the church today. A mixture of all gods together. The spirit of Baal and Astra. These other gods. You heard Cindy Trill up here talking about calling out the spirit of Astra. She won't call no G. She won't call them the spirit of Astra. Calling spirits from the grave. Dancing. Just not going to give you life and life more abundantly. Not chancing. If the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, that's death. Wages of sin is death. These people are serving gods of money, cars, and things, and materialism, houses, clothing, children, even worshiping their children. Oh, my God. Come on. Come on, people. Isaiah 56 and 11 and 12 talks about real souls. These people are not concerned about your soul. They're not concerned about your soul. The Bible said a wicked and adulterous generation. See, the people will be running away from God instead of to Him. People are running away from the name of Jesus. People are running away from the blood of Jesus. They're adulterous. They're unfaithful. Just like an unfaithful man, just his wife or wife with just a husband. They're unfaithful. Oh, my God. I know people hate the ready church. We're going to keep telling you. But we're hoping that you'll wake up from your slumber, from your sleep, and get in the word of God before time is too late and run for your life. Oh, my God. The Bible said, but this we know, that no homemongers or unclean person nor covered man. You heard over there on the reality show, they talking about, oh, the guy that's done won't. Jay-Z and P. Diddy and them to have business. And see, it's all about materialism. It's about, you know, man's flesh, what he wants, his desire. T.D. Jakes talking about he liked jazz and he liked R&B and he liked classic music and all this stuff he wants in before he came, when he first came out, because he know you wouldn't follow him. Come on, wake up. You see him up there with different pictures with arm all around Beyonce, there's arm on Tim and P. Diddy standing there together. All these people, come on, get up in the world. Oh, my God, being worshipped by him. And people are worshiping him. Don't worship T.D. Jakes. He ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in. He got to die just like you. Wake up. Stop making these people your God, lifting them up. Jesus says he be lifted up. He will draw men and himself. I know the church says we got to figure out a way to get the young people. We got to figure out a way to draw the young people. You can't draw them. The Spirit of God has to draw men to himself. You got to use the same thing. He called men and women of God to preach the word of God, the unadulterated word of God, uncompromising word of God. Oh, my God. The word says in Acts 20, verse 28, it says, take heed. This is This is what the minister is supposed to be doing and feeding the people of God. They're supposed to be feeding you the word of God. The word of God says, Acts 20 and 28, he said, take heed, therefore, for unto yourself and all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. The pastor's supposed to be watching and warning you of intending danger for your soul. Why do you think the military has watch duty around the clock? Away from the enemy, to keep God away from the enemy coming in and invading and taking over and destroying you. That's what the pastor's supposed to be doing. You know, watching for your soul. The word of God say, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, pastor, to feed the church of God, to feed them truth, to feed them the word of God. He said, which he purchased with his own blood. Jason ain't purchased nothing with his blood. None of these pastors, they just human flesh. They have to die just like you. But the word of God said, which purchased with his own blood for you and I. That's what the gospel is all about, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it's the blood of Jesus. The devil knows that. It's the blood of Jesus. What can wash away your sins on today? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Because you were born in sin, but you can be born again. He told Nicodemus you must be born again. The word of God says, for I know this. See, Jesus already knows. He said, look, I know this, that after my departure, after I leave, shall grievous wolves enter in among you. Look around. See these chasing them, grievous wolves, turning you away, twisting your mind, taking you away from the things of God, taking you away from truth. They're grievous wolves. And there are many. T.D. Jakes ain't only one, but there are many. They're all connecting together. If you just keep looking at the picture, you see the puzzles being put together. Oh, my God. They're sticking together. The word of God said, not sparing the flock. They ain't sparing nobody. They're taking all y'all money. The man up there talking about a $16,000 dog and one liter banner talking about a $500 pen. Come on, man. 18. And I'm doing the same thing that that dollar pen do right. Come on. Wake up. This is your soul we're talking about here. They don't care about your soul. Like I said, you are a dollar bill. Every time they see them, they start counting you. They have these conferences, and they work on from 1 year to the next. They be counting money. You are just money to them. Don't mean a thing to them. They don't care about your soul. They don't care if you go to heaven. They don't care. They don't want you to go to heaven, though. That's why they don't give you the word. And T.D. Jakes just had Obama up there. I mean, had Oprah on his program at a mega fest. And now this week, her most famous popular book, the first, number one book, is Rob Bell. The one that's talking about ain't no heaven, ain't no hell. Oh, my God. Come on. The devil's setting you up. He wants your soul. And like I said, Obama with abortion. Come on. They're all working together. Oh, yes. He has your soul. The word of God said also, of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things. That's what he's doing. Perverting this all over the house of God. They humping, crumping, twerking, doing it all. All of them together. Obama, Jake, Oprah, Steve Harvey, Kirk Franklin, Joel Osteen, Tyler Perry. Yeah, some all roads leading to Rome. They're taking you down the Roman system. Yes. Pope, Bush, yeah. Uh-huh, the bones and skull, which represents death. Jay-Z and House of Quality Doctrine, Inclusionist. Cotton Pearson, Billy Graham, look at all of them, what they're saying and what they're saying. They're working. This prayer meeting is from the top now. New Age, New World Order, Skulls and Bones, New Age Occult, Paganism System, Catholic Wicked perverted system. Remember, it ain't been too long ago, the priest, you know, was in the newspaper, and came turn around, it was Catholic priest in the newspaper. Why? For raping these little boys. Now everybody looking like the Pope. Everybody got on Dagon, the hand of Dagon, the fish god, the Philistine god. Yeah, rituals everywhere. You shouldn't be headed down the road to Rome. You should be on the path that's leading to the true and living God. Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, he's the only way. Who came after Jesus? It was the Roman soldiers, right? Who's after the church today? Who's after the living God today? The Roman corrupt system, they gone in the house, trying to put the Ark of the Covenant in the house and they gone out, deceiving the church. But the true church know better. Acts 20 and 38, 34 says, yea, ye yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all these things, how they do labor. Ye ought to support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to remember what the Word of God says. The Bible says, the book of Jude 1 and 18, how that they told you that they should mark in the last time and should walk after their own ungodly lust. And that's exactly what they're doing today. Run for your life before time is too late. I tell you, my grandson was on Loretta Church with me today, but I pray that you heard the word and that it changes your life before time is too late. Because you can see the signs of judgment, people losing their jobs and losing their homes and losing their lives and losing their family members. I tell you, the spirit of violence is all around. Destruction is everywhere. Churches, instead of going after souls, they're trying to get rich. And people are losing their souls. But when you wake up today before time is too late, and say, Lord, come into my life, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that you died, you came, and you rose for me. You died for me, but you rose again. And I know that you're able to keep me from falling. You know, some people say, well, Lord, I don't know if I give my life to the Lord because I don't think I can keep myself. Well, you don't have to worry about keeping yourself. He said, I'm able to keep you from falling on today. And we pray on today that you would just continue to just let God's word minister to you, that it will be a light unto your path. Oh, yes, in this last hour. Oh, yes, it will be a light unto your path. Oh, yes, and a lamp unto your feet. Oh, yes. In this last hour, run like never before. For the devil is defeated, God is exalted in Jesus Christ, your Lord. God bless you. Ready, church.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah. Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified to do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be